Yerushalmi, Shvi'is, Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel. The previous Mishnah had told us that before Shemitah, you're not allowed to work in a field for a certain amount of time beforehand. If it's Stei Ilon, then a field of trees, then you're allowed to do work in that field from before Shavuos of the sixth year. And we'll find out later that if it's not a Stei Ilon, a different kind of field, you can only work till Pesach of the sixth year. So we're continuing on to understand what makes something into a Stei Ilon, which is a kula. It lets you go all the way till Shavuos instead of the Pesach. And in Halacha Beis, it said there have to be three trees. And now it says, it said the three trees have to make a certain amount of fruit. When we learned Mishnah Halacha Beis, we had said that it has to make, it said a kikar tveilash hashisha mana b'italki, a kikar worth of figs that weigh 60 mana of Italian manas. And we had learned then, the way some Mishnahim do, which is that each tree has to make that. In this Mishnah, we're going to learn like the other Mishnahim, that'll flow more smoothly in our Pshat in the Gemara, that the three trees have to together make one kikar. Together they have to make a kikar. The Mishnah says like this, Echad Ilan Srak, Echad Ilan Michael. When we said that you have to have three trees that together have to make one kikar, that applies whether it's an Ilan Srak, an Ilan that makes no fruit, or an Ilan that does grow fruit. Now, of course, a tree that makes no fruit, what does that mean that it has this many figs that grow on it? So we say is Rayna Son Kiluhim Te'enim. We look at the tree to see what would it be if this would be a fig tree. In Ru'uim Lasas Kikat Vel Shashusha Mana Bitalki, if this tree, which has no fruit to it, or it's an Ilan Michael of a different type of tree, it's a pear tree, it's a different tree, it's not a fig tree. But we look at the tree and say, if this would be a fig tree of this size, this many branches and this size branches, would these three trees together be able to make a kikar of figs that are 60, weigh 60 mana, 60 Italian mana, and then harsh and kol beisav b'shvilan, then you can plow the whole beisav, the whole 50 amas by 50 amas because of those trees. Pachos mikanim, to make less fruit than that, then in harshon and el tzarchon, then you can only plow, what we had said before, in kumay ulu v'saron, the amount of space that it takes to plow around the tree, basically just a little space around, you don't get the whole stay ilon. Okay, next, now the mission continues. What happens? If you have of these three trees that you have together, they make a kikar tveil. They make enough together. But really, what's happening is one of the trees is pulling its weight. One of the trees is doing more than at least the amount that it has to make the kikar. The other two trees are not making enough. So whether it's to say, of the three trees, one is making a half a kikar, and two are each making a quarter of a kikar. So between them, there's a full kikar of figs, but they're not coming equally from the three trees. Or, there's two of them are making their amount that they're supposed to, and one of them is not. So, for example, two trees are each making 40% of a kikar, and one is only making 20%. Then, in Choshenham El Tzarchon, you cannot plow them. It's not considered a state ilon. You can only plant around each of the trees the amount that it's supposed to have, until you have all three trees producing the right amount of the amount that they're supposed to, then you could plow. And then the mission continues, and the same thing applies if the field has between three and nine trees. That is to say, between three and nine trees, it has to be able to make a kikar. The trees you just have to be producing. The Gemara is going to explain a little better what that means. Hayu asara. What happens if there are not nine trees, there's 10 trees, or me'asara l'mayla, or there's more than 10 trees, then ben oisin, ben she'en oisin, harsh and kobe sobe shvilan. It's a question how to read this, but we read it as, we're going to learn it as, if there are more than 10 trees, then it doesn't make a difference whether the trees make fruit. If they're big enough to make fruit, they're not big enough, or they make the kikar, it doesn't make a difference. If there are already 10 trees or more, then you could be harsh the whole besa because of those 10 trees. Okay, so now the Mishnah is going to conclude with explanation for something that all three Mishnahs have been talking about. All three Mishnahs have made an assumption that you're not allowed to plow, or you're not allowed to do work on the ground before Shemitah. How do we know that? We know that it's Shemar, that all these, the inference of all these dinamis comes from Becharish of Katsa Tishbois. This is something that the Yerushalmi itself had mentioned in Halacha Aleph, Becharish of Katsa Tishbois, that you have to rest from plowing and harvesting. And in Tzorchlan Becharish of Katsa Shashriyas, it can't be that that pasuk needs to tell you that you shouldn't plow and harvest on Shriyas, because those we have other psukim for. Halacharisha Er Shriyas and Nichlas Shriyas, it's teaching you, excuse me, that you shouldn't do Harisha before Shriyas. That helps for Shriyas. Katsish al Shriyas, Shriyas al Matar Shriyas, you shouldn't do Katsira, you shouldn't harvest fruits after Shriyas if they are fruits that grew in Shriyas. And from there we learn out, according to the Tanakhama, from there we learn out that you're not allowed to do Harisha before Shriyas. And the Mishnahis have now told us that what the rules are, how far back before Shriyas you're not allowed to do it. Rabbi Shmuel argues, and he says, "Ma charis rishos, av katzir rishos." The pasuk has come to teach you something else. It's come to tell you the issue of harisha and the issue of katzir have a certain similarity to them. There is all harisha, all plowing is always rishos. It's always voluntary. You never mechuyev to do plowing. So the only katzir that's usher on Shviyas is the only katzir that's usher is katzir that's like harisha. Av katzir rishos, it only applies when cutting, harvesting in a way that's a rishos. Yatsa katzir aimer, to exclude that harvesting of the aimer, that the carbon aimer was born on the second day of Pesach, you mechuyev to harvest, to cut the grains for that. You can't just use grain that were cut off by themselves. You have to cut them off yourself. So there's a mitzvah to cut off those grains to bring as the carbon aimer on the second day of Pesach. So therefore, when the pasuk says you shouldn't do harisha and katsira, it only means don't do katsira that's like harisha. But if you have katsira, which is a mitzvah, you're allowed to do it. Now, the Gemara Bavli says that this limud yotze katsira aimer comes to tell you that you're allowed to do katsira aimer on Shabbos. That the only issur of katsira on Shabbos is katsira which is rishos, but not katsira which is a mitzvah. We're going to see in the Yerushalmi that our Yerushalmi is going to learn it. The implication is that the Yerushalmi learns, this is Reb Chaim Kanevsky learns, that the implication of the Yerushalmi is that we mean here you have to katsira aimer, that you're allowed to do katsira aimer on Shviyas. That the on Shviyas, the usual is the restrictions on how you do katsira, you're allowed to harvest, but there are restrictions on how you harvest. Those restrictions don't apply to the katsira aimer because it's a mitzvah. Okay, so that's what the Mishnah said. So Rabbi Shmuel holds that the word Becharish B'Katzer Tishbois does not teach us any iser to do malacha before Shriyas. So it happens to be, so the Gemara says, how do we know, according to Rabbi Shmuel, that you're not allowed to do malacha before Shriyas? So the answer is that it's halacha l'mashem Sinai. The Bavli says that he holds the halacha l'mashem Sinai, and he therefore holds that the halacha l'mashem Sinai, the way the Gemara says it is, only applies when there's a Beis HaMikdash. When there's no Beis HaMikdash, the halacha l'mashem Sinai, that's how the halacha l'mashem Sinai says it. But there's no Beis HaMikdash, he holds there's no Isser halacha. In fact, that's the halacha that we pass like that nowadays when there's no Beis HaMikdash, the Isser of Kaiser Shriyas, basically, the Isser of Tosfos Shriyas doesn't apply. There are certain exceptions, but basically, it does not apply. Okay, let's start with Yerushalmi now. Echad Ilan Tzrak. The Mishnah had said that the rule was it has to be a tree has to be the size of a fig tree that makes a certain amount of fruit. V'lam am Teinim. Why did the Mishnah tell us its example with Teinim? Once we said in our Mishnah that it even applies to an Ilan that has no fruit, so why would it describe it by Teinim? So the Gemara, the Yerushalmi is going to give two answers. The first answer is, Aideisha Perisein Gassen, a fig tree has thick fruit, fatter fruit, the hen oisin harbi, and figs, trees make a relatively large amount of fruit, I guess we eat like square foot, they make a lot of fruit, and therefore it picked Teinim, because Teinim make a lot of fruit, a lot of big fruit, and therefore to say that you need a kikar of a Teina is a cooler, it's a leniency, because you only need the kikar of a Teina, you don't need the kikar of another tree that would be harder. For example, Harry Esrig, Pierce of Gassin, an Esrig has thicker fruit. The Esrig, each Esrig is bigger than one fig, but the Eino is a harpy, but one tree doesn't make a lot. So if you say you have to have a kikar of Esrogim, you would need a bigger tree. Harry Zazin, or Esrog harpy. Another example is if you have an olive tree, makes many fruits on it. There are many, many olives on each tree, but the Eino Pierce and Gassin, but owls are very small. They're not as big as figs are. So therefore, if we would say you have to have a kikar of zaysim, then you'd have to have a bigger tree also, because to get a whole kikar out of an owl tree takes more of a larger tree. So therefore, pick the elu, oisus harbe, imperius and gatsin, a fig tree makes a relatively large amount, not as much as an olive tree, but a relatively large amount of fruit. And the fruits are relatively large, not like a Esrog tree, but much larger than other fruit. So therefore, that's what we picked a kikar of this fruit. That's the first thing of the Yerushalmi. Amar Rechir Barada. Rechir Barada has a different answer. He says, Kol Ilanya, all other trees, Avdin Shana, Parashana. One year it makes a lot of fruit, and the next year it rests, it makes less fruit. So, and therefore, it's hard to judge whether a tree, whether does the tree make a kikar, does not make a kikar, because it alternates years of more and less fruit. Of the Koshana, a fig tree makes a consistent amount of fruit. So if you want to judge how big is a tree, does it make a kikar? Every year it makes a consistent amount of fruit, and it's easier to tell what it is. Okay. Now, the next piece of Yerushalmi, this is a machlokes, how to learn it. We can learn according to one of the pshatim, and that is like this. Hayechad oisa. The Mishnah had said was that if you have the three trees have to together make a kikar, and that kikar that they make, each one of the trees has to be making its amount. The Mishnah says, right? Each one has to be making a fair amount of fruit. So Rabbi Bishem Chanina describes that to mean, each tree, what the Mishnah means to say is that each tree has to make a third of a kikar, at least a third of a kikar. So if you have three trees, each one makes a third. Some, obviously, some can make more, but it can't be split differently, that one makes half, and the other two make each a quarter of a kikar. Each one has to make at least a third. Zir Bachanina says that what happens if there's more than three trees? Remember the Mishnah said you could have up to nine trees to make it a base, to make it a stay. If you have up to nine trees, then each one has to make a ninth of a kikar. In other words, if you have more trees, then they have to each be making at least, each tree has to make at least the amount, the percent of that, the amount of tree, their amount, per the amount of trees. So if there are nine trees, each one has to make a ninth. If there be six trees, each would have to make at least a sixth. So if we want to make the kikar has to be divided equally. So these two members are agreeing with each other. The first one is just saying you have to have, if there's three trees, each one has to make at least a third of a kikar. And the second person is saying, and the same thing in the end of the Mishnah, when the Mishnah says you can have up to nine trees, if there are nine trees, each one has to make a ninth. Who had been, the same thing would be, if there were six trees, each would have to make a sixth, etc. Okay, now there's something that's a different question. What happens like this? How do we judge these trees? How do I bar a bucker of the kelv? If let's say there were four in this field, we're going to see in a second, there were six trees. Okay, four of the trees were ones that the bucker can go through, the cattle can make it through to plow between the big kelv with its equipment attached to it. So those trees are far enough apart from each other that they, so to speak, qualify. And then there are shnayim ve'enabakar of the kelv. There are two other trees that don't have room for the bakar to fit in between them. So four trees have space, and two trees, and between two other trees, there's not enough space. So the problem is those two trees that don't have enough space shouldn't count towards the stadium. So the Yerushalmi tells us, mikivin she'enabakar of the kelv, since the bakar can't fit through between those two trees, adroy osim ki'ilun chamisha. So we look and we pretend as if this field only has five trees, meaning the four trees that are spaced far enough apart from each other, they count as trees. The other two trees that are too close to each other, can't be plowed between them, are viewed as being one tree, because since you can't plow between them, it's as if it's one big tree. That doesn't count as two separate trees. So now we look at this field as if it has five trees. If it has five trees, you have to see whether they can make a kikar between the five trees. That is, and then it has to be split. Each one has to make a fifth. So what goes on is the four trees that are far enough apart from each other, they each have to be making one-fifth. So each of those four have to be making 20% of a kikar. And the other tree, the other two trees, which are counting two trees as ones, between them have to be making 20% of a kikar. So we consider it as if it's five trees. Four of them have to be making 20% of a kikar, and the other two together have to be making 20% of a kikar. Now comes another case. Hayu Chamisha. What happens if there were five trees? Now, what this means is there were five trees in the field, but the five trees were all so close that the bucket can't go through Bekalo. So the five trees are on top of each other, and they can't, and so close to each other, you can't get a buffer in between any of them. So now, Tafluktu, Rav Shimon Rabbanan. So that can bring us to a machlokes, Rav Shimon Rabbanan, in a different case, Yerushalmi is going to explain in a second, that whether that is, what do you do with such a field? Does that count as a field or doesn't count? The Tanninan, Taman, we learned the Mishnah, this is a Mishnah about Klayim, that for Klayim, trees, fields have special status if they're a karam, if it's considered a vineyard. Vineyard as opposed to being just an individual grapevine. Kerem, shuguna to apochas mihar ba'amas, whatever, you have a vineyard. And the vineyard has enough trees to qualify as a vineyard, but they're planted in less than 4 amas. 4 amas is the amount of space that it takes for the bucket to go through the caleb. That's the shear for the bucket to fit through. So we have this kerem, it has the right amount of trees, but the trees are too close to each other that you can't plow between them. What's the din? Reb Shimon on any kerem. Reb Shimon says it's not a kerem because you can't plow between them. It's not a viable field. That's not considered a kerem. The chachamim kerem, it is considered a kerem. Which how? Verinus and tzoyus kilun enon. We treat the trees in between as if they don't exist. Which is to say, we pretend any trees that don't leave space for 4 amas as if they don't exist. So now now there is room to plow. We imagine that those trees don't exist, and now there is place for us to plow. And now, after we did that, after we've pretended that certain trees don't exist, we now say, oh, do we now have enough trees to qualify as a kerem? And the same thing is going to be true by our case. We had 5 trees. The 5 trees are not close enough for the bucket to count as if they're to go through. So what we do is like this. We pretend as if the 2nd and the 4th tree don't exist. According to the Chachamim, we act as if the 2nd and the 4th tree don't exist, in which case we now have a field of just 3 trees, and now we do have room between the 1st tree and the 3rd tree for the bucket to go through and plow, and between the 3rd tree and the 5th tree we have room to plow. So now it's a field of 3 trees, v'charshim kol beisav b'shvilan, and now we could be charsh the whole beisav. I mean, we look at only at those 3 trees. If those 3 trees have a bit, can create a kikar of figs, then those 3 trees are the 3 trees. The other 2 trees don't exist. Those 2 trees have room for the bucket to go to, and you could plow the whole base up because of them. That's according to the Chachamim. According to Reb Shimon, Shimon says there's no such thing as pretend the trees don't exist. And realistically, there are trees there you cannot plow, and therefore, according to Reb Shimon, this field would not be considered a base Elam because it does not have, usually it doesn't, you can't plow between them, so these trees don't count as anything. According to the Chachamim, the 2nd and the 4th tree, we pretend they don't exist. It's the 1st, 3rd, and 5th make up the field, and now you could plow between them, and you can plow the whole base on. Okay. Then the end of the Mishnah said, Shenemar b'charshim b'katsat tishpoiz. At the end of the Mishnah, it brought the limud, how we know this din of Tosfos Shviyos. So the Yerushalmi says, Li'asya dila al-resha. The word dila, Dal Ramanov is pronounced in here. Dila, it's like the word Ella that we use in the Bavli, Le'isa, Dila al-Resha. It's only going, this member of Epochars, because Tishrus is going on the Resha, on the beginning of the mission, which is what? Ein Harshan Lehen El-Tzarchan, that you can only plow certain things, that there are certain rules as to what you're allowed to plow before Shvias, Shinemar Bechars, because Tishrus. So this mission is ending up to tell you, well, all these rules we had told you that there are restrictions as to what you're allowed to plow in the 6th year, is learned out from Bechars, because Tishrus. Rishali finishes now, Ein Tzarch Lehmer. So, at the end of the mission, there had been machloikis, what the pasuk of Bechorashim Kotz Tishpas teaches us, and Rabbi Shmuel had said that it teaches us a din about Ketzira on Shabbos, or Ketzira on Shvius, but it's not talking about Tosfos Shvius, it's either Ketzira on Shabbos or Ketzira on Shemitah, you'll have to cut things for the armor. So the Yerushalmi says, Rabbi Shmuel, Kedaiti, Rabbi Shmuel is going to Shitasa, Rabbi Shmuel is going like his opinion elsewhere, which is what? Rabbi Shmuel, armor, in armor, bom misuria. The Omer is not allowed to come from Syria. That is to say, most Karbanos you're allowed to bring even from out of Eretz Yisrael, and it's a machlokes whether the Omer has to come from Eretz Yisrael or not. Rabbi Shmuel holds the Omer cannot come from out of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore, if the Omer can't come from out of Eretz Yisrael, if the Omer could come from out of Eretz Yisrael, you wouldn't need a heter to cut the Omer on Shemitah, because what's there's no reason you don't need a heter for it because you can just bring it from out of Eretz Yisrael where there's no dinim of Shemitah altogether. So Rabbi Shmuel is Lashitasa, it goes according to his own opinion that he holds that the Omer is not allowed to come from out of Eretz Yisrael. You have to consider Omer Shemitzah, so that means if there's a mitzvah to cut the Omer from Eretz Yisrael, that means you have to cut it on Shemitah from Eretz Yisrael. So the Pasuk is telling you you have to cut it on Shemitah from Eretz Yisrael. So that means it's a mitzvah to do it. So you could, that means is on Shemitah you're allowed to cut. You're allowed to cut the Omer, and you're also allowed to cut the Omer on Shabbos because the Torah is telling you that it is Berachah Shabbos, and you can cut it on Shabbos.